And she had seven sons. The seven sons were from King Saul. She actually was a concubine, but she was the mother of these seven sons. These seven sons all perished because the Gibeonites demanded that all of Saul's house be destroyed. And so that happened. But I want to pull out a few analogies here. 2 Samuel 21, verse 10, and Rizpah, the daughter of Ai, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them day by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. Father, bless your word this morning. Help us to have New Testament understanding and revelation from an Old Testament story, in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Now her name means live coal that's on fire. This woman, after the tragedy of her sons, went and lived for 6 months in front of where they were. And she would not allow the birds and the beasts to come. I began to think about that. I began to think about the allegory for the New Testament with the prodigal son's father. He made this statement, "My son was dead." So I would have likened this to, for children that are dead spiritually, or they're not living the life of God. And I want to get some principles here from this woman. Now, this woman didn't have to do this, but she was alive, coal on fire. Amen. Let's talk about the birds and the beasts. Birds carry seed thoughts. Beasts devour its prey. Do you know that demons are there to attack your seed? That demons are after your sons and daughters. Demons are after your seed. It starts with wrong thoughts. They come and carry thoughts that later on go and devour the individual. Beasts, they simply devour its prey. But this woman said, enough is enough. This woman would not allow these two things to touch their kids. And I believe we're living in an hour where God's going to give us discernment and understanding about the attacks of hell that come on your children. Amen. That there are demons, because Satan hates you and hates your seed. There are demons that put thoughts in their minds for the beast to come and devour them. But this woman said, enough. We have prayed for our children. Now it's time to add this. Speak to the mountain. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. I bind you, you bird from hell, putting those thoughts in my child. You beasts, you demonic powers of hell, you will not devour my son. You will not devour my daughter. You will not devour any of my seed. You see, we're waiting for God. God's waiting for us. Life and death are in His power. Listen, the devil doesn't play fair. The devil doesn't play nice. The devil doesn't care if I go to church. What he does care about, one word, and never forget this because it applies all to our whole spiritual life. The devil hates the word authority. And when you and I take our authority and bind those spirits that are putting seeds, can you realize the state today of our colleges? Do you realize how demons are using professors to plant thoughts of atheism, agnosticism, worldview, don't think that everything's a skip through the park. Mom, you got the power. Middle of the night, say you hear something about your child, you hear a phone call, you hear something in a divorce. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind you, you demon from hell. You see, we need to wake up. I don't think everything is a demon, but I think we're away on the other side, not realizing there are spiritual forces. Yeah. This persuasion cometh not of him that called you, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. You know, some of the times you're in a wrestling thing with your child, whatever. Yeah, it can be their flesh, but other times it seeds from these demons. To say something right to you, don't hurt you. Because the devil knows where your weakness is. The devil knows. And sometimes if Peter was used by Satan to discourage Jesus, don't think unsubmitted flesh. Demonic powers can't say something to hurt you. But there was something about this woman. Said, I've had enough. And when we realize that we have authority. When you birthed that child, Mom, God gave you every right and every authority to chase every bird away. Mm. God gave you every right, man, to tell the beast to go back to hell where they've come from. Mom, you're a live coal on fire. Yes. Not just for the things of God, but for your children. Yes. The devil hates children. The devil killed little boys and girls, little boys in the days of Pharaoh. The devil killed little boys in the days of Jesus. The devil put in the minds of God's own people to sacrifice their children to the god Moloch and throw little babies into the fire while they rejoice outside. God's raising up a church. God's raising up a people. They'll stay on the battlefield as Donnie sang. Mom, don't let the devil lie to you. You've got power. You birthed them. And when they're not doing the will of God, you have every right in heaven to come before the throne and rebuke powers, principalities, and say, I declare the will of God over my child. I declare you're going to do the will of God. You might have to go in a whale's belly. You might have to be stripped, looking up, on your back, but I bind you to the will of God because I birthed you and I'm not letting any bird and I'm not going to let no beast and no world culture or any atheist or sin take you from God. You have that right, Mom. Use it, use it, use it. Give God a shout. Enough already. Now let's go to another woman. Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went thence and departed to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. With a devil. I remember last year this girl was 14, 15, made fun of school, went home and hanged herself. We gotta hate the devil. We gotta hate the devil. She knew what it was. Where did she get that discernment? How do you know it wasn't just a hormonal change or just your immaturity? You know what? If you want to pray anything in this hour, pray for discernment. I said, pray for discernment. Nobody in here has arrived where we're these. We don't need more discernment. Amen. Nobody. Pray for it. Ask God. You have not because you don't ask. But he answered her not a word. Come on, Mom. You were going through some nights. Creator on DBN, Daystar, on your favorite preacher. What do I do now? I see them on the wrong path. The bridge is out in front. They don't know it. Sometimes it seems like God hasn't answered you. But that's not true. He's getting ready, isn't he? The disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away." Wow. Send her away. Why is this woman crying about her daughter? Come on, disciples. Really? I know y'all went down and got your cards printed with apostle and prophet all on that, and you're passing them out, but you're missing the point. You're not a celebrity preacher. You're not a celebrity anything. We don't worship the fivefold ministry. We don't worship any man. We give worship to God. If you have that gifting, praise God. Y'all, there's a lot to give an account of. You didn't answer her. The disciples will send her away because she cries after us. Really? Well, guys, are you getting this? Isn't that the purpose of the church? Isn't that to help others? We're not here to have a spiritual selfie every Sunday and show everybody our selfies. But he answered, "I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And that is a true statement. That's not a statement like he doesn't care. He said, "This is my priority. I do have to go there first." How many know Jesus was obedient? Amen. I said, how many know Jesus was obedient? Amen. Stay obedient to your calling and assignment. Then came she and worshipped him. There's been times I've seen my wife, his mom, tears, disappointment, brokenness. But she never fails to worship. Never fails to get dressed on Sunday morning when it was a major thing on Saturday with one of the whatever, and still come and turn on the sunshine. That's worship, you know. Amen. Worship's not just lifting my hands. God says, "To this man I'll look for his worship, contrite and broken." He says, I live on that same street. And you've done that too, Mom. You've come to church and your heart's been broken all week. You didn't tell nobody. Who can you tell? Say, "Lord, help me. Help me." How many believe we're at a point now we've done everything? Yeah. Sleepovers. Take them on vacation. The friends on vacation. Bought them this. Bought them a second home. Bought them a third car. The other two gave up. Paid for the car. Then the devil comes around and says, "Yeah, you weren't a good enough mom." You know, I've had this talk many times with Debbie. God required us to give our best. If we did, that's what he said. There's no perfect moms. But he answered and said, now this is interesting. But he answered and said, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." Well, that seems pretty cruel, doesn't it? What he's referring to is the Canaanites were out of covenant with God. They were not in covenant. He doesn't call them very dog. The statement has to do, listen, your people are not in covenant with God. In fact, they were enemies of God. Okay. So he's, how wise God is. You know how many believe you died for this woman? How many believe you love this woman? Sometimes the answers God gives us is not what we want. But I'm going to know God's a whole lot smarter than we are. Mm-hmm. this simply, he was putting a step out for her to step up on this thing and release her faith. I love this. I love this. I want to meet this woman and I want to meet this mom in heaven. I want to meet this mom in heaven. She had no New Testament to read. No favorite preacher on television. But she said this. Truth, Lord. Truth. She didn't get offended. She didn't get hurt. Truth, Lord. Yet, the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. It was an acknowledgement that God is master. And I might not have the covenant that Israel has, but God is still my master, Jesus. God is still the one I look to. I know that I was not part of Israel. I love the answer from Jesus. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, "Oh woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you as thou wilt." Do you think God wants to touch your seed and her daughter was made whole in that very hour? How many want your children whole in God? How many want your sister or your brother in the natural whole in God? How many want your relatives, your neighbors whole in God? Do you think God's able to do it? Do you think, even though they're not serving God, they're not in the covenant of God, even though they're not serving God, in fact, they might still be enemies of God by wicked works. Who was it? Paul said, such as some of you were, Corinthians. But God had mercy on them. And God wants us to know this. Mother's Day. Don't shrink back from prayer for your children, and don't shrink back from confessing the will of God. If you don't, when you get the call, when you get the disappointment, the greatest thing to do is say, "Father, I bind them to the will of God." You don't have to be in despair. It doesn't mean the tears won't come down. Fathers process things a little differently. We'll talk about that on Father's Day. It's time, Ripka, to use your hot coal. Now, not on others, but on the face of the devil, you won't cross this line. I said you won't cross this line.
Amen.
And I pray to God for discernment. Because there's spirits of Jezebel attacking your children. Spirits, unclean spirits. Never before have I seen so many people with no conviction about having sex out of marriage. But there's judgment attached to that. I don't want to see that. Never before is the porn industry taken off. It's an unclean spirit and demons over every city. If your child falls into all that stuff, you can bind that power of hell over them. And then you loosen the Holy Spirit to bring conviction. God said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved in thy house." God said, "I'll bring your children from afar." God says your children will speak with the elders at the gates. Out of Egypt I've called my son. Every mom that had a prayer answered in the Bible God made them a hot coal first. It wasn't some lukewarm prayer, some religious prayer they read on a card. Oh God, what's my seed? Speak in the name of Jesus to them. Oh, breath of God, come and breathe upon me slain. My children will not be given to death. And they might be dry right now. And they might not be together right now. But God loves them. They might be in sin, but God has a plan. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, grave, where's your sting? Sin and an immoral lifestyle and atheism is all death. You got power over it. And you speak it. How much do I speak it? You just keep speaking until it's done. We give you glory, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. And as we close this morning, Mom, the reason the devil hates you, the devil attacks you, puts fear and disappointment and rejection and reproach, which is insult. I'll never forget the first time one of my children, when they were 13, that discipline said, "I hate you." But I've decided that my prayer life is more important to me than preaching or pastoring. That I have nothing to give if I'm not in Christ. It's not going to happen just because I come to church. This Canaanite woman got out of her house and went to where Jesus was. By night, I sought him. By night, I sought him. It was night. Disappointment hurt. Whom my soul loveth. But I found him not. And I went to the watchman. Have you seen? That's the job of the watchman. The job of the pastor. Help others find it. Not to be codependent. Help you find it in your life and your situation. And I love this. It was just a little while after I said unto the word. It was a little while the word of God came prophetically. It was just after a little while after I realigned myself and didn't allow my emotions to dictate my life that I found it. And I held it. I held it. I dropped my idols. I dropped my selfishness. I dropped the things that I think are making my life comfortable. I dropped them all and just held. How many of you can't hold on to the world and to Jesus at the same time? I held it. Hold on to it, Mom. And I wouldn't let it go. I wouldn't let it go. Like Jacob. I'm not letting you come. You bless me. My children's lives are at stake. They're coming to kill me. God, I'm desperate. Draw the line, Mom. Don't react to every thing you hear or said to you. Don't let disappointment swallow you up and bring type of a lie that you missed it. You're in a battle. The souls of your children, relatives, cousins. I looked for an intercessor, God said, but I found one. Are you ready for that hot coal? Pray, Mom. Don't give up. He said, I'll bring your children from afar. Yeah. Mom, you're favorite in God's eyes. You don't have to wait for favor. You don't have to wait for another season. You don't have to wait for another prophecy. You're already blessed and favored. Mary wasn't the only one highly favored of God. You are highly favored of God. And you use your authority. Divine powers to hinder those seed. Well, we thank you today for this word. And I bless the moms. In the fire of the Spirit of God, enlightening discernment how to pray, when to bind, when to loose, when to show mercy, when to speak truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Go on, give God a praise.